Aries, March 21 to April 19. According to a study by Newsweek magazine, 58% of us yearn to experience spiritual growth. 33% report having had a mystical or spiritual experience. 20% of us say we have had a revelation from God in the last year, and 13% have been in the presence of an angel. Given the astrological omens currently in play for you Aries, I suspect you will exceed all those percentages in the coming weeks. I hope you will make excellent use of your sacred encounters. What two areas of your life could most benefit from a dose of divine assistance or intervention? There's never been a better time than now to seek a Deus Ex Machina. More info. tinyurl.com/godintercession. Taurus, April 20 to May 20. After the fall of the Roman Empire, political cohesion in its old territories was scarce for hundreds of years. Then a leader named Charlemagne, 747-814, came along and united much of what we now call Western Europe. He was unusual in many respects. For example, he sought to master the arts of reading and writing. Most other rulers of his time regarded those as paltry skills that were beneath their dignity. I mention this fact, Taurus, because I suspect it's a propitious time to consider learning things you have previously regarded as unnecessary or irrelevant or outside your purview. What might these abilities be? Gemini, May 21 to June 20. I'm turning this horoscope over to Nigerian poet Ijeoma Umebinuo. She has three messages that are just what you need to hear right now. 1. Start now. Start where you are. Start with fear. Start with pain. Start with doubt. Start with hands shaking. Start with voice trembling but start. Start and don't stop. Start where you are, with what you have. 2. You must let the pain visit. You must allow it to teach you. But you must not allow it to overstay. 3. Write a poem for your 14-year-old self. Forgive her. Heal her. Free her. Cancer, June 21 to July 22. Historical records tell us that Chinese Emperor Hongwu, 1328-1398, periodically dealt with overwhelming amounts of decision-making. During one 10-day phase of his reign, for example, he was called on to approve 1,660 documents concerning 3,391 separate issues. Based on my interpretation of the planetary omens, I suspect you may soon be called on to deal with a similar outpouring. This might tempt you toward overstressed reactions like irritation and self-medication. But I hope you'll strive to handle it all with dignity and grace. In fact, that's what I predict you will do. In my estimation, you will be able to summon the extra poise and patience to manage the intensity. Leo, July 23, August. 2-2. Is it even possible for us humans to live without fear, if even for short grace periods? Could you or I or anyone else somehow manage to celebrate, say, 72 hours of freedom from all worries and anxieties and trepidations? I suspect the answer is no. We may aspire to declare our independence from dread, but 200,000 years of evolution ensures that our brains are hardwired to be ever alert for danger. Having provided that perspective, however, I will speculate that if anyone could approach a state of utter dauntlessness, it will be you Leos in the next 3 weeks. This may be as close as you will ever come to an extended phase of bold, plucky audacity. Virgo, August 23 Sept. 2-2, dear sunny bright cheery upbeat astrologer. You give us too many sunny, bright, cheery, upbeat predictions. They lift my mood when I first read them, but later I'm like, what the hell? Because yeah, they come true, but they usually cause some complications I didn't foresee. Maybe you should try offering predictions that bum me out, since then I won't have to deal with making such big adjustments. Virgo, who is weary of rosy hopeful chirpy horoscopes. Dear Virgo, you have alluded to a key truth about reality. Good changes often require as much modification and adaptation as challenging changes. Another truth. One of my specialties is helping my readers manage those good changes. And by the way, I predict the next 2 weeks will deliver a wealth of interesting and buoyant changes. Libra, September 23, October. 2-2, poet Pablo Neruda wrote, "Let us look for secret things somewhere in the world on the blue shores of silence." That might serve as a good motto for you in the coming weeks. By my astrological reckoning, you'll be wise to go in quest for what's secret, concealed, and buried. You will generate fortuitous karma by smoking out hidden agendas and investigating the rest of the story beneath the apparent story. Be politely pushy, Libra. Charmingly but aggressively find the missing information and the shrouded rationales. Dig as deep as you need to go to explore the truth's roots. Scorpio, October 23, November. 2-1. We've all done things that make perfect sense to us, though they might look nonsensical or inexplicable to an outside observer. Keep this fact in your awareness during the next 2 weeks, Scorpio. Just as you wouldn't want to be judged by uninformed people who don't know the context of your actions, you should extend this same courtesy to others, especially now. At least some of what may appear nonsensical or inexplicable will be serving a valuable purpose. Be slow to judge. Be inclined to offer the benefit of the doubt. Sagittarius, November 22nd Dec. 2-1. I completely understand if you feel some outrage about the lack of passion and excellence you see in the world around you. You have a right to be impatient with the laziness and carelessness of others. But I hope you will find ways to express your disapproval constructively. The best approach will be to keep criticism to a minimum and instead focus on generating improvements. For the sake of your mental health, I suggest you transmute your anger into creativity. You now have an enhanced power to reshape the environments and situations you are part of so they work better for everyone. Capricorn, December 22 Jan. 1-9, in the 17th century, renowned Capricorn church leader James Usher announced he had discovered when the world had been created. It was at 6 p.m. on October 22 in the year 4004 BCE. From this spectacularly wrong extrapolation, we might conclude that not all Capricorns are paragons of logic and sound analysis 100% of the time. I say we regard this as a liberating thought for you in the coming weeks. According to my analysis, it will be a favorable time to indulge in wild dreams, outlandish fantasies, and imaginative speculations. Have fun, dear Capricorn, as you wander out in the places that singer Tom Petty referred to as the Great Wide Open. Aquarius, January 20, Feb. 18. We often evaluate prospects quantitatively. How big a portion do we get? How much does something cost? How many social media friends can we add? Quantity does matter in some cases, but on other occasions may be trumped by quality. A few close, trustworthy friends may matter more than hundreds of Instagram friends we barely know. A potential house may be spacious and affordable, but be in a location we wouldn't enjoy living in. Your project in the coming weeks, Aquarius, is to examine areas of your life that you evaluate quantitatively and determine whether there are qualitative aspects neglected in your calculations. Pisces, February 19 to March 20, Dear Dr. Astrology, help. I want to know which way to go. Should I do the good thing or the right thing? Should I be kind and sympathetic at the risk of ignoring my selfish needs? Or should I be a pushy stickler for what's fair and true, even if I look like a preachy grouch? Why is it so arduous to have integrity? Pinched Pisces. Dear Pisces, can you figure out how to be half good and half right? Half self-interested and half generous? I suspect that will generate the most gracious, constructive results. Homework. If you could change into an animal for a day, what would you be? Newsletter.freewillastrology.com